Hello, friends. Reverend Alistair Jones here, Ali to his friends, and hopefully everybody as well. This is an attempt-produced podcast to carry on some form of worship in which we can all share, besides that of the printed sheets that are coming from Methodist HQ, and which I hope you have available to you. Just to indicate, first off, I will not be reduplicating what is done in the sheets for those services, so I won't be using the lectionary lessons, but hopefully ones that might be useful in other ways, and having a quick conversation regarding those. I'll also be using the order of service for prayer in the evening, in the Methodist worship book. The reason for that being that the other sheets are really supposed to take the place of morning worship. And indeed, the superintendent, Reverend Susan Holmes, recommends that they be used at 10:30 so that we are all undertaking a service together. I think this is a commendable idea and is one way that we can continue with joint public worship, even when it's in private. And that is actually quite important. And more of that in just a little while. It is also the intention that there should be other worship resources made available. And the superintendent is also sending material out for everybody, which should be copied to all of those on our mailing list. And our organist, Chris, is hoping to be in liaison with me about how to actually use music within these podcasts. So, beginning at the beginning with prayer for the evening. Be swift, O God, to save us. Come quickly, Lord, to help us. God has sent into our hearts the Spirit of His Son, crying, Abba, Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our prayer of confession. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Thanks be to God. Cry out to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with songs of joy. Be assured that the Lord is God. He has made us for himself. We are his own, his people, the sheep who feed on his pasture. Come into his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Truly, the Lord is good. His love endures forever, and from age to age he is faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. Whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is a time of very real difficulty when many people are wondering what to do, and many people are offering them advice as to what to do. When some people are keeping calm and others are running around rather like the proverbial headless chicken. I have to say, all in all, I prefer the calm. All in all, I think that actually with patience and goodwill, you achieve far more than with, shall we say, overzealous activity that actually achieves very little. In this, I think there is something of value for us, because we're at a time of enforced seclusion. And therefore, we actually have to learn to value it, rather than to spend time engaged in other activities, rather than being ourselves before God. As I have said in the sheet to accompany the morning services, I think it not inconsiderable that we join with 180,000 Methodists within this nation, and goodness knows how many other Christians worldwide in our prayers. But also there is the value to the individual being engaged in prayer, the individual being engaged directly with God. So do not for a moment think that you are being left alone by the church. You are part of the church. You cannot be left alone by it. You are implicitly the church. And by listening to this, you share together with others in their continuing act of worship before God. So do not be concerned that we do not meet. We will rejoice when we are able to meet again. We will be full of love and life when we are able to meet again. But until that time, I recommend listening again to the words of our reading. Whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. If ever there was a description of the seclusion into which so many of us have to enter, myself included, then that is it. We are people who must pray because God speaks to us and we need to speak to God. I was asked what the ministers were doing in this circumstance. I have to say, when I told the superintendent I'd been asked this, he was somewhat upset. The reason being that the ministers are doing what the ministers are doing, and just as confidentiality is important all of the time, so it is also important now. You need to know that if you speak to me, it is in confidence. You need to know that if you ask a minister for something, then it will not be shared. So what we do in secret with the Lord, so that the Lord may reward and the Lord punishes if his work is not done. If you like, the ministers have the hardest boss of all, and together we try to fulfill his word and his work in this area. So I'd ask that you bear us in prayer as we bear you in prayer, each in our own room, in private, and not as the hypocrite. Jesus said, "Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep out the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, holds together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And at these times, we will each do things that need repentance and need forgiveness from God. So let us never hesitate to understand and rejoice in God's presence with us. Let us pray. Christ, through whom all things were made, sustain all creation. Christ, exalted in the lowest and the least, give us humility. Christ, present in the poor and the oppressed, fill us with compassion. Christ, forsaken in the hungry and the homeless, minister to them through our hands. Christ, present where two or three are gathered, be known among us. Christ, present in word, sacrament, and sign, grant us your peace. We say the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We will lie down in peace, and take our rest. For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. May the souls of the faithful, through the mercy of God, rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen. Friends, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, for God is with us, and his mercy is everlasting. Amen.